cloudy, but the clouds can't even stay still. Even the right. Look at the sky the next time it rains.
Right.
The clouds come in, but they don't stay still.
Right.
It may rain, but after a while, you see even the clouds got to move on. Come on, y'all.
Come on.
You can move from that state.
Come on.
I can tell you, I have seen, there has been a day that I wanted to be gone.
Right.
In my youth, I wanted it over. I'm like, it's too much. Lord, just take my life. I didn't take my own. I told them, take it for me.
Come on. Come on.
But the next day happened.
And come
on. They bought new things. The next day bought new opportunities. See, when you hurt yourself, kill yourself, you deprive yourself of the opportunities.
Right.
That's waiting on the next day. That's waiting.
Right. Right. Right.
We look for our source to come from just one place. Okay, uh-huh. You lost your job. But that's not the only job in the world.
Come on.
You lost your boyfriend, your love. Honey. So you want to die because you lost a boyfriend? That devil is a daggone lie. That's good in country for you. Take that home and you might stick with you.
Go ahead.
There are more people out there to love you, and you might get a new one that love you better than the last one did.
Come on.
But you're depriving yourself. Suicide deprives yourself of new opportunities because there are opportunities all day, every day. But you have to look for them.
Right.
The door was closed in your face. Maybe that's not the door for you.
Right. Right.
The relationship didn't make it. Maybe that's not the relationship for you.
Come on. Come on.
I want to be a millionaire. Okay, maybe you're not ready. Maybe that's why you're not one yet.
Right.
What are you doing with the $100 that's in the bank that you have right now? You want to be a millionaire? You can't use your paycheck to stretch to the next paycheck and over. Are you really ready for a million when you can't even handle a 1 week paycheck? I've learned that God really will not put more on us than we are able to bear, and he won't give us what we can't handle if we serve him.
Wow.
A lot of people want to kill themselves because of money.
Wow.
Money can be had. You know, it comes, it goes, but a wise person knows how to go and get it again.
Indeed. 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 And you know what? You're saying something because we are in this process. We are so tripped up by our own weaknesses. We're tripped up. We get ourselves in an emotional trip bag. And you're saying, and what I'm hearing, and you can correct me, we are so busy comparing ourselves to somebody else. It reminds me of the parable in the Bible about the talents. Remember when the master gave certain ones talents, gave one 5 talents and another one 4, another one 2, and another one 1. The others profited. They used, and the Lord said, according to their ability, they were able to produce and multiply. But the one selfish one went and hid his, the one, okay? And then he had a nerve to approach the Lord, his master, where you never tilled the ground. You never did all this complaining, okay? And so what, and I'll use that. That was a parable that was used by the Lord. He took that talent and gave it to the one that he gave 5 to. In other words, you did not reap anything. So you are your own, you have your own mindset caused you to have moral failure because you hid it and then you lied. I'm just saying, it's populated with a lot of things. And then you showed your weakness. You complained about the one, you see. And you have so many people who are trying to compare themselves to others. And I said this earlier, and it causes you a distressor within yourself. Folks, stop comparing yourself to somebody else. It's okay to admire. It really is. But if you're not there, sit down and get educated and do something to better yourself so that you can. And that might not even be your lot. I the world, and you look at the world today, you look at the music industry, you know, everybody is, and even, and you know, Victoria, we've addressed this. People want to dress like, you know, you have one that started the trend of wearing like a fishnet with nothing else underneath it. So everybody's going to do it because her man, you know, might be, I'm like looking at the one who started the trend. So she got to keep his attention. Come on, stay with me. Keep his attention. So she's going to belittle herself and do what the one that he caught his attention, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is, to me, in that area, I really feel that it's low self-esteem within themselves. If you have to belittle yourself to come down from who you are, and folks, listen, we're just trying to enlighten because this world is in a hellish mess behind this kind of foolishness. And people are walking around. Mental health is a big, big issue. And there's a lot of things that is, I'll say they're copulated together. Now, y'all, I use some of my college words. So just look up the word, okay? And you understand which way I'm going with it. But it's copulated together. And then two, when you have things that are set for, and I'll say this and stand on it, for you to fail, okay? To cause you to have these anxieties and want to go out and kill yourself and feel like all hope is gone. And Victor, you said that that's a coward way out. You have family members who are left devastated and wondering why. And then we have avenues of people you can talk to and get some guidance from, and you chose the easy way out. That's a cop out. And not even thinking about, you have children left and you have husbands or wives left, bills left, okay? All kinds of things left that you walked away from. There was a story, Victoria, mm-hmm. just on, it was January 5th of this year, which mm-hmm. it really troubled me. About the family, there was all four of them, the husband, the wife, and the two children. And he drove off a cliff. I think I told you about that.
Yes, ma'am.
He drove off a cliff, but per the report, generally it was called Dead Man's Cliff. And per the report, all the others who've tried it and it had happened, they died. But this particular family did not. The children were unharmed. The wife and the husband are in the hospital who sustained injuries. Come to find out, this man is a doctor and drove his family off this cliff. What do you think about that, Ms. Big Moody? I was so heartbroken regarding that. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to say, no one is exempt from mental distress.
Yes.
No one is exempt.
Yes.
No matter how much money you have or don't have.
Right.
No one is exempt.
Right.
You know, different people have different religious beliefs where they feel like they're going to come back as a grasshopper and different stuff. But I'm telling you, when you really need to reach out to people.
Right.
Reach out to, I mean, a real God. Reach out to someone
for help.
It is sad that he wanted to take his whole family with him. So
yes.
They had to suffer.
Yes.
Now, we pray for that family.
Right.
They get some help. Because now something else, while before only he was disturbed, now he's brought three other people into his madness. And they're going to have to get counseling. They're going to have to get healing. The wife is going to have to get physical healing. The children, oh my Lord, they're going to have to be in therapy.
Right.
Because of this. And no one is exempt. We have to cover. We have to have, We have to exercise our mind. We have to check our mental stability.
Right.
When you start not feeling like yourself for too long, reach out and get help.
Right.
There are free services out there. There are hotlines.
Right.
That you can call to talk to a friend, talk to a coworker. So there's most jobs have insurance that yes. You can see, you know, get mental health for a very low price or no price at all, because they would rather right. you to get help than for you to be hospitalized. Reach out to someone.
Mm.
Reach out to someone. And we say to you people who are the listening ears that these people reach out to, take wow. them as far as you can and then pass the ball.
Right.
Because right. if they choose to, after talking to you, and they still do the deed.
Right.
You don't need to be left there with blame.
Right.
Everybody do what they can do.
Right.
I had a friend who went through bouts of, but she was bipolar, and she tried to kill herself. She told a friend. The friend said, look, Moody, I ain't strong enough, but you know, you're a little bit tighter with the Lord than me.
Mm.
We'll see about her. Mm. I went and picked her up. I took her as far as I could with God, and then I took her to the doctor.
Wow.
Then the doctor took her the rest of the way. Look, uh-huh. this young lady had to be handed to 3 to 4 different people. That particular mm. doctor said, you know what? We understand your pain. We uh-huh. can't handle what you have. So uh-huh. we're going to have to send you to another doctor.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had a hand in her deliverance.
Uh-huh.
So that means you can't carry it forever. I mm-hmm. carried her as far as I could, and then I took her to more capable hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. even, you know, everyone has to have wisdom and stay in their lane.
Right.
Do what you can, but forward them. Don't have, I could have said, I'm a preacher, because I was preaching back then.
Gotcha.
I'm an evangelist. I should know how to pray. I did pray, but mm-hmm. she needed more than just prayer.
Come on. Come on. But you know what, Victoria? People have to also want to have help, be helped. Because I have found out you can counsel, you can talk to people until they get angry because they want to stay stuck where they're at. Then they start doing the blame game.
The blame game.
And have people will tear down your character because they don't want to look at their lack. It is amazing because you did not help them when they did not want to be helped. So they say. Now, here's one of the things I wrote. We have to set goals for self-improvement first before we make all these resolutions with these monetary things. Look at yourself and see what you need to do. And it's a personal process. And I hear you loud and clear. It is a personal process, folks. Okay. And we have to share. We have to care. Okay? You have people who are lying on you. You have people who are, listen, let me tell you something. Birds of a feather do flock together. And if you don't give them what they want, they will flock to somebody else who has the same taste in their mouth. And nobody's helping nobody. And everybody's getting mad at nothing instead of getting at you. And they should be looking in the mirror, getting mad at themselves. Because they have not did self-improvement. And listen, I'm of this persuasion, and I get disturbed by this kind of atmosphere. And you know, I get to the place where I just want to tell you off. Don't come at me, because I told my daughter I had a laugh, and I got to stay civil. Okay. They think that they can say anything and do anything when you have carried them. But they talk to somebody else who is just as disgruntled and just as bitter as they are. And it is ridiculous. And nobody's helping anybody, and somebody else acting like they think they know, and they don't know, because they don't think people see them for who they really are. It is amazing. God does not have all of us blind, y'all. Okay.
No.
Because we can read your spirit and your ugliness. Listen, folks, I'm going to say this. Your ugliness has been there the whole time. And you have camouflaged it. And when you don't get your way, I was talking with the Lord. He said they act like little children throwing a temper tantrum, a pouting party.
Mm-hmm.
And baby, what is that? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Listen, and I know Miss Victoria, them words that your little words that y'all be saying, honey, please, you're going to have to face up to that stuff. And my thing is this, look in the mirror. I know, Victoria, I know you can say, I know me better than you know you better than anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, but then too, listen, folks, and we're talking about people, we're trying to talk them off the ledge, and this is going to be more than a one series because there's a lot of information that we do have. Stop making promises to yourself you know you can't keep. Period. Stop putting the bar so high that you know you never reach. One of the things I taught in corporate level, think smart. Don't work any harder than you have to. Keep your mind at ease. Know that you can accomplish this from day to day until you're able to move to the next level. What do you think about that, Victoria?
Yes. The worst person in your life to lie to is yourself.
Stay on. Stay on.
And when you continue to see things or feel things or do things that you know will not give you what you want, that's delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Einstein said, to do the same thing and expect a different result is insanity.
That's right.
I'm not saying you're insane, but you on the crazy train. Somebody needs, and I want to say this, in some areas, Dr. CC, we can't leave this out because we're trying to really kind of hit every area.
Yes.
And every avenue that can stop suicide.
Yes.
Sometimes you need medication.
Boom. Right.
But from a medical doctor.
Not off the streets and in the mail. Come
medication,
on.
Medication, but not self-medicate.
That part. Come on.
We don't need none of that homemade medication. We don't need any of that homegrown medication.
Come on.
You need the medication you can smoke, shoot, or drink.
Wow. Wow.
Some folks' medication is sex.
And some of them are addicted to it till they can't even see straight. Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a young lady who had formerly been married to someone who was addicted to sex and porn.
Mm.
And I told her he was addicted to sex and porn because he had some mental issues and some family problems. And that was the only thing that made him forget about the abuse that he went through as a child.
Wow.
So feeling the endorphins that come with the orgasm was the only way he medicated his feelings that he felt better. So no matter how many partners he had, it was never enough because when the orgasm subsided and he was alone, he was in pain again.
See, because that was his crutch. That was his crutch. How bad it was for him, that was still his crutch. He couldn't see past it. Victoria, I want to read this suicide information. How many people committed suicide in 2022? Okay. And this was created through an estimate of 703,000 people a year. It says a year take their lives. Okay, let me read over here because I want to get all of this. Take their lives around the world is what they're saying. Let me open this up so I can see because I pulled this research. For every suicide, there are likely 20 other people making a suicide attempt and many more have serious thoughts of suicide. For males, the age-adjusted suicide rate increased 3% from 2020. That means 22 per 100,000, okay? and to 2021, 2021, 22.7, okay, per 100,000. The rate for males in a group age of 15 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 65 to 74, increased significantly, with the largest percentage of 8% for those aged 15 to 24, from 22.4 to 24.1. Okay. This is something I pulled up earlier, folks, and it is a travesty. And another thing I want to relate to you before we close off here, one of the things that we're learning to do, we're teaching, we're bringing this issue to you. But one of the declarations I made, and I made that some time ago, I'm not going to have anything, and this is one of the things, Victoria, and I'm sure you've made this too possibly, I'm not going to have anything to do with foolishness, okay? Ignorant controversies, okay? I can't do that, and I can't go into falling into controversial discussions that ain't going nowhere, because people do things as a means of entrapment. And the Lord said, refrain from that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And the Lord, here's a scripture. And the Lord's servant must be, not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponent with gentleness. That's found in 2 Timothy, folks, chapter 2, verses 23 to 24. And I say this, and I say this and stand on it, because people will try you. I mean, I have somebody who is just really, and it's just a lot of things that are going on that people are hurting within themselves, and we hurt for them, but we can only go so far. We can only go so far. And I know our time is winding up, folks, but guess what? We're going to address this, because there's much, much more that we must cover, because it's emotional instability. Me, Victoria, and I'm not saying this to be comical. Take your medication if you got it, okay? Don't leave that as an excuse for you to be rude and obnoxious, okay, to others, because you're in a status quo where you don't need to be, trying to turn somebody else's world upside down because of your negative feelings, because maybe they didn't do for you like you're supposed to, like you want them to do. And I think I told my daughter, I said, and stop talking to so many folk, okay, with their opinions. How do you feel about that? You're talking to this one. You're talking to that one. Everybody's not cool, y'all.
Amen.
Everybody is not cool. They don't have your best interest in mind, and they too themselves got some issues. Come on now. Period.
And misery likes company.
You know this.
So they screw their poison on you. The next thing you know, you're depressed.
Right.
And you're trying to figure out, you're depressed. You know, right. I got anxiety. You didn't know what anxiety was until you started hanging around them.
And wait a minute. And they mad. Listen, they mad because they could. Listen, you're a strong person. Say if I come to you and I get counseling from you and get, you know, whatever I need from you. And they get mad because you're strong. I couldn't bring you down. Does that make sense? You got some people who have some ill in their attitude, in their mental, that they need help. People are looking the part, folks. And I'm not saying I'm exempt. I'm not saying anybody exempt, but I know who to talk to. Okay. I had somebody tell me, you cannot talk to everybody, and they are right. Perception is a big key here, folks. And a lot of times people have been misguided to the point where they just said, I might as well end it all. We got some doctors and psychologists and pastors and preachers who need some act right, who need some help. But you got to admit it. What do you think about that, Victoria? And then we're going to turn it over to
Pride comes before a fall.
Say on.
And if you're a medical doctor, you have more information on depression than the just the regular person, because right. You have to take classes in it. Apply the medicine to yourself.
Come on.
Diagnose yourself. We're not saying write yourself prescriptions, mm-hmm. but go to a trusted colleague.
Right.
And take some blood tests.
Yes.
Because we know doctors use science.
Yes.
Okay, if you don't believe in God, use science. Go take some blood tests to see if your thyroid is off. I had a lady who would start texting me in the middle of the night. Mm. It didn't take the gift of prophecy to let me know she was going off the deep end. And when I finally got up after her texting me over and over again in the middle of the night, I said, go take your medicine. She said, how you know I had medicine? I'm like, honey, just go take it.
Listen.
Go to the doctor. She got blood tests. She found out her thyroid is off. Something is as simple as your thyroid being off. A chemical imbalance can throw you off. Go to the doctor. If you don't believe in God, I'm sure you believe in science.
Come on.
Get blood tests.
Come on. Come on. And you know, you're right, Victoria. Let me tell you something. And William, I know you're there, but I just wanted to say this. Don't allow people to feed or to exacerbate your illness, and they know you ill. Mm-hmm. Don't allow them to feed what you're already going through on the inside. In other words, to make you worse off than you were before you started talking to them. I'm just saying, that's any of us. Any of us. Go somewhere where you, and then too, don't stop having a pity party because they didn't come through the way you thought they should, and they gave you the raw truth and you don't want to face it. And people have a problem with facing the dilemmas that God allows people to see and to share with you. Then you get a major attitude. Then, baby, then you got some demons you need to be relieved of. You need to be delivered. And we're saying, and I see you, and we're saying this to help you because it's unnerving to me. Okay. And don't think you are the only one. I get this. You're not the only one. I ain't got time to waste my time on the only one. There's a whole lot of people who won't help. If you don't, listen, I'm going to put this out there. If you don't want help, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Don't put your ills on somebody else. Keep it moving. Okay. What do you say? And I know, William, we're going to turn this over. Victoria, I see you want to say something.
I just want to say, and to the leaders and the people that are hurting, come to.
Yes.
Get your ego out the way so you can tap into the pain.
Wow. Wow.
Because when you stop thinking about yourself long enough and you just look at that person.
Come on.
And observe. You can tell when things are off.
Right.
But if you're so wrapped up in yourself and your title,
come on.
You can't see nothing.
Come on.
I had I knew of a lady whose husband went to church, left the church, went home and blew his head off.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm saying this. We know everybody don't see the signs, but every minister should have some sort of training and some sort of discernment.
That part right there.
Someone should have tapped into this man's pain, because when people are in real pain, you can feel it.
Come on.
You can see it in their face.
Right.
You can try to cover it up. You can see it in their body language.
Yes.
But
yes.
You have to pay attention to somebody else long enough to find it out. Set your egos aside. We're here to help. We're here to
move.
We're supposed to be God's little physicians.
Right.
Remember, your real job is not to floss and wear the best suit and say the best speech.
Yes.
But we're here to change lives, but not only change lives, to save lives.
Yes. And that is what we are about. We are going to address it. And if it offends you, then we've hit a point where you need to be shown up, delivered. If you get angry and you display rudeness and bitterness, there is something in you, ma'am and sir, that you need to be healed from. And that is, folks, is yourself. It is yourself. And we're here to help. Whether you accept the good or the bad, the bitterness, we are not. Here's the deal. And grown folk, we cannot baby you. You're grown. That's the hardest thing to do, is to somebody who's stuck and don't want to realize where their areas. I ask God every time, and I'm going to end with this. I ask God every time to show me me. And I don't have a problem with him showing me me. Okay? God knows me better than anybody on this planet. Trust me. Okay? It's just disheartening to me how people can allow themselves to be manipulated and fooled to the point where they're causing their own emotional damnation. This has been Miss Cece's Kitchen with my co-host, me and Miss Victoria. We coming to you with the real. I know it's stirring up controversial issues in your mind today, and we intended to do so because we are tired of people falling off of the emotional and spiritual ledge. We are tired of people committing suicide. Somebody has got to reach out and help our brothers and our sisters. And guess what? Do we know it all? No. But we're going to tell you what God tells us to tell you, period. And it's going to coincide with what heaven tells us. Thank you so much for joining us. We see your comments, and we're going to pray for those who have been in the floods and the storms. We're going to ask God to bless you because the rain is raining out here like crazy too. So we're going to ask God to protect you and provide for you. And so this is our prayer. We're going to continue this, Miss Moody, because this is a heavy subject, a heavy subject. And we have not covered it all. Trust me. And my thing is this, if I'm going to say this one disclosure, I'm like this. If I irritate you to the point where you can't sleep, then maybe it's time for you to go on down the road. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. If my dialogue, moody dialogue, stresses you out, then guess what? It's a demon inside don't want you to get delivered, and I'll leave it just like that, period. Well, okay? Because we're going to come with the real whether you like it or not. We're in this season that we must tell the truth. God bless you, William. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, just pull out the fire extinguisher, okay? So anyway, real quick, Victoria and Ms. Cece, received a huge compliment from my co-host, and I'll let him know that you ladies made us late, all right? But anyway, coming up now in about 8 minutes, we've got Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Mike, my good buddy, my great friend, he's on the West Coast, right? And I'm on the East, and it's just a fun show. A lot of great music and laughter. And Miss Cece, I know you've tuned in, but he just gave you the hugest compliment, you and Miss Victoria. I know he's listening tonight too. And he was like, wow, those ladies are powerful. They are telling the truth. He was just so lifted by your program.
Awesome.
Yep. And well, you talk to him. You can talk to him and thank him this coming Sunday.
Because, I will definitely do that. Because, and I'll talk to my sister, but we'll tell that later. Okay.
Yeah. But he just loved your show. Okay. But the Boomerang Radio Show coming up this Sunday, Miss Cece, I don't know what character she's going to come in at Sunday.
Whether it's Dr. Sims,
yes, I did.
Shady.
Hey, Victoria, I don't know whether it's going to be Dr. Sims, Miss Cece, straight out of Cece's.
She was sweet last week.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Now you're back. Okay, I got something for you.
Yeah.
That twin, yes.
Okay. Pray for her, Lord, please. Okay. Anyway, I've got to run. Ladies and gentlemen, what a great, 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 great show, ladies. Thank you so much. And really appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. And we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This song is called Him for Her. You've just been listening to Miss Cece's Kitchen with the lovely Miss Cece, the lovely Miss Victoria. Ladies, have a great time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, coming up, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast on Studio W, The Buzz.